Yes,
Yeah,
because
the first part of it.
see, so Sam, when you answered not explicitly, do you concede now that they did not even get to know that there was a post press release?
That I wouldn't know. I just told Avinash if you are sending out, please add this as well, at least with the support of the program, because I'm doing question with the press release. So, yeah, I just add Avinash. Add it. I did not remember.
Wait, none of that was clear.
Intention of life should not tell them. I have just given up with Avinash.
Sam, that is not clear. Avinash, can you tell what might have happened so that I can understand it better? That voice is not really clear to me.
Neither I understood his words.
Can you just explain that in that case?
Don't know what you're asking. You're asking sanity.
Like if it made sense to you, can you explain? Because you also know the full picture, right?
Once again, I didn't hear Sam's voice properly.
Sam, maybe you can mute yourself because there's some background noise from your end and let Avinash speak if it's possible. Yeah, Agastya, you can ask
So,
Avinash the question once more.
Avi, if you didn't understand what Sam just said, at least can you give your account of what happened when the final PDF was created? What did Sam ask you to do and what did you do? And did you omit something or what?
I didn't omit anything. Sam informed me to make a post press release. He gave me the details what and all should be done and asked me to what to do it from via chat GPT. And Chanka just described what happened on that day, the event thing. Sam suggested me the title. And then we finalized on the group. After finalizing, I don't think any discussion went on within us or with Sam either. I just forwarded it to the press release as it is previously said that Sam asked it to do so. He was busy on that day, so I didn't confirm after that. So
Wait,
after
you
finalizing,
forwarded to press, right?
yes.
Okay, in that group, as these people mentioned, Prachi was not there, Pranali was not there. Shanta,
Pranali was.
anyways, got
No,
Pranali
I was.
was there.
Yeah. It was the four of us, Avi, Shankar, Samaran, and me.
Pranali? Yes.
So, Avinash, did Sam inform you to inform the rest of the organizers? That would be Srishti, Prachi, Pranali, Shankha, and I.
No.
There was no introduction as such.
No.
Okay. Which means it's fair to assume that other people would not have gotten to know until unless explicitly stated, which should have been the case since the very beginning. That is still us tackling the things that happened after. I mean, I am still not aware how many of you see the problem of the Brahminical vegetarianism of BCI.
I mean,
So Sam,
I've never seen it. I've never seen it from like when I went to BCI because I'd only been to BCI for taking animals, rescued animals, or for burning a dog, a dead dog. But like I got to know it from you.
no, but can you tell me what's the relevance here? I'm not disagreeing with you, but I've even thought of it. I've observed it myself. I've been there 1 year. But what are you trying to say with it? You have never brought up this point, and you did you tell me to quit BCI, all this talk. It's only being brought up now that there is something strong again BCI, involving BCI and myself. What are you trying to say with this?
I'm saying when there is a clear connotation of Brahminical vegetarianism with an organization which not only oppresses animals, is also having this no mat policies and offering milk and tea to not only their employees but also people who come from outside. Oh my goodness, like genuinely asking, do you not see that as a problem, a hindrance to our
I do
movement?
see that as a problem more than you ever will. But can you tell me what you're trying to tell me?
Okay, so I'm not telling you specifically, I'm telling the entire group. Like, do you see that as a problem? If you
If as
do,
a
can you
problem
send?
you if as a problem you mean BCI being the organizer, like, or hailed as the organizer for NAD 15, yes, I do. And I
Not
think
just that, but even to have any association or involvement with them in the space of animal rights.
Yes, we should not have any involvement with BCI in the space of animal, like for animal rights. Yeah, I think the group also should agree with that.
Yeah. Yes. So, Sam, can you specify why do you think there would be a problem? Because I literally traveled to Chennai to come speak to you. I mean, I also came to gather evidence, no doubt about it. No, other people also know that I came there to do two parts of this. But can you explain why do you think there are problems with association of PCI because of these two factors? So that we, I can feel some confidence that we both are on the same page.
Now, one, clearly they misrepresent the message if they are being animal in the animal rights space while actively using animal products and everything. And that is the reason that BCI outreach has never happened. I don't know if I've told you guys this, but the point did come where they told me I should not be doing ALN outreaches. I should rather be doing BCI outreaches. And I refused because, of course, I couldn't tell them that on their face, we ourselves are not, animal rights organizations. I cannot do this. It was the situation. I don't think any of you would understand, but that's not the point. I did not tell them. Because of that, I'm not doing. But yes, I do see that as a problem. But wherever I get a platform, a higher platform to reach more people, I do use it. And the Brahminical vegetarianism part, yes, they are casteists. I do. I have observed it. The way they treat different employees, the way they talk to them and everything, even who are the board members, all of this I have observed. And yes, it is casteist, but I just don't. Most places would be that. I studied in a Brahminical school where all the teachers are Brahmins and all the workers are, from a different community. I just don't see how this is relevant in today's meeting. It is a problem. I do not endorse it in any way. I do not support it in any way. I don't back it up. But I'm genuinely wondering, like, what does that have to do with our current meeting? And this is only being brought up now. By the way, no offense to you guys. No offense to you guys. Is this like a general clubhouse meeting or is it an ALN meeting?
It is very much to decide the...
Yeah, I understand. I know I'm an outsider, but I have a... I know, I get it. I don't take any offense at all.
This meeting, I think, I would love to hear your thoughts. I'm not like close-minded about it, but... I don't know what bringing in...
Whether or not this is ALN or not, I think we share the same goal. Would you agree with that?
I do agree with that.
Okay.
But do you agree that this...
So let's just hear him out.
No. See, it is adding more people. I'm not saying I won't hear him out. But why, is this an ALN meeting and is it open for everyone to talk anything and everything?
Sam, if you do not see the necessary problems of why... having a casteist organization with Brahminical vegetarianism on display is such a massive problem. I think someone who is a little bit more caste-aware than you needs to put some perspective so that you can understand better. When you yourself admitted that you don't understand. So that's why let's have some people who actually do know what they are talking about. And that's why let's hear Zulu over here.
Fine, go for it, Zulu.
Yeah, first off, don't worry, not offended, I'm fine, So, the relevance is, because of what you said earlier, right, that they engage in this, that, and like various animal oppressions, right, and yet we are allying with them. Imagine if tomorrow KFC came and told you, we'll give you an insane platform, right, but you also have to feature the, all our branding and shit on all of your stuff. I'm pretty sure nobody would accept that, right, but why is it being accepted here when it's just milk? For example.
Yeah.
And now why this is relevant is because we live in a country where a very small minority has power, right? Or this access to Discord and like even basic stuff like access to water, right? And the majority of the country, like conservative estimate would be like 70%, does not have any access to anything, right? That we take for granted. And right now, the vegan movement has a problem of being very adjacent to Brahminical vegetarianism. And due to this, if you go into any Dalit, Bahujan, Adivasi spaces, any Ambedkarite space, they are all strongly anti-vegan, right? With one or two exceptions. Why is this? Because they perceive us, and very rightfully so, as an existential threat to them. Brahminical vegetarianism has been used for the last at least 800 years to keep them as downtrodden and in the dirt as possible, right? Even after the small victories that Baba Sahib won, it is the conditions are still absolutely atrocious, right? And so when they see this new group of people who are flaunting these specialty products and literally repeating stuff that we have learned from the West, we don't have any unique talking points of our own, by the way, right? Everything is taken from the West. When we have so much pertinent to talk about, right, we don't need to ape some random United States vegan activist. Of course not. We don't need to ape Gary Yourofsky. We have plenty of stuff here already in our own material conditions, right? And not even that, even if you're a Savarna, right? Even within your own literature, right? All of us other than Agastya, I think, are Savarna here. And within our literature, we have things that are pertinent that we can use. We don't, right? We don't do anything, right? Of course, the Savarna literature should be used such that we negate Savarna supremacy, obviously. That should go without saying. But we don't do any of these things, right? So what the Ambedkarite... I'm an Ambedkarite myself, but I'm not a Bahujan, right? So like a Dalit Bahujan, Adivasi Ambedkarite, they perceive us as a threat. Why? Because they are seeing the same things being repeated again, but now with a white coat of paint, white as in literally the race white, right? So they have no reason to think that this will be any different from the past oppressions they faced via Brahminical vegetarianism. And it is our responsibility to show them otherwise, right? Of course, there are activists within the Dalit Bahujan Adivasi community fighting for animal rights. Of course there are. But how visible are they, right? They're not very visible at all. And when some of them, like Agastya, brings this up, the immediate question is, how is this relevant to animals, right? It is very relevant, because if the mass of the country is against animal liberation, we will not free them without killing this mass, right? So to liberate non-humans without bringing the Dalit Bahujan Adivasi movements onto our side will necessitate their genocide to enforce non-human emancipation. And I do not think anybody in this chat wants that, right? I do not think any reasonable individual within the movement wants that. And I do not think any reasonable individual would even think of that being a viable solution, even if they want it, right? So, and that is why it is relevant. We do not liberate the non-humans without getting majority support, without getting grassroots support. You try to show me a single liberation movement that has happened without grassroots support. And all of these movements, the victims are humans who could fight for themselves, right? In this case, the non-humans cannot fight for themselves. We have completely removed the ability to do that. We have absolutely brutalized them and alongside our Dalit Bahujan comrades, right? So we have to clue into this. We have to understand that we have to bring them on board. And we don't bring them on board by repeating the same patterns that have been patterns of oppression that they have faced for centuries, generationally, right? They are in the dirt because of the very same things that we are now repeating, whether we know it or not, right? Allying with BCI is a huge signal in that direction, right? If, for example, Lakshya speaks that Agastya was beefing with, if they see BCI, they'll be like, okay, I'm vindicated. Exactly what I was saying, right? Instant vindication. If a single one of these Dalit Bahujan creators saw all your posts about, right? I'm sure if you haven't, if you know, God forbid that if your NARD 15 Chennai, if it gets the propaganda, it'll be such a huge blow to the movement. Because if any of these prominent Dalit Bahujan activist creators see this, they will immediately say, look, this is what we were talking about. This is why we cannot ally with the vegan movement, right? And how does that help us? Who does that help? It doesn't help the non-humans. At the end of the day, no matter which way you slice it, the non-humans get shafted, right? And we are supposed to be fighting for them. So what are we doing here, right? I think I've basically said my piece.
Right, got it. Thank you, Zulu. Yeah, I agree with you.
Is it fair to assume now, Sam, that you see the problems of aligning with them?
I do, but what does aligning with them mean?
Aligning as in joining hands with them for this.
I'm not saying join hands with them. But do you agree the fact that I'm an employee there?
I mean, yeah, that is fact, yes.
Yes, that's a fact, yeah. And do you observe that I have other goals as well, like related to animals, but not necessarily animal liberation, like working on cruelty cases, policy changes, even rescues, and everything.
Sure.
Do you agree that that is also sure. important? Yes.
To you,
and
yes.
Do you agree that DCI is giving me a platform to
you,
do all
yes.
this on a much bigger scale than I would be doing individually? Yes, they are doing it for me. Yes. And pragmatically, I don't know how much of the same platform I can get. Otherwise, of course, I only observed that there are castles and other things once I come in. Pragmatically speaking, I'm against all those and I call it out every chance I get. Nowhere I'm telling them it's okay, even when they, you know, are rude to their some of the employees and nice to some of them. I pointed it out. Hey, you can be nicer to them as well. In my own capacity, of course, as an employee, there are other factors that come in when I'm inside that environment. But I always call them out.
So I'm not asking you to leave BCI. That's not my place to say. That is your decision to make. What I'm saying is, when animal rights is involved, when ALN was involved, when even if tomorrow ALN stays or not, whatever banner we are under, whichever city we are under, whichever place we are doing, we should not be joining hands with the oppressors. May it be casteism or may it be other forms of discrimination where other people are going to see animal rights as a threat. Because, come on, let's be honest that this purity bullshit has been used to oppress others and... in my speech as well, but I think it didn't go in any further than just surface
level,
right?
I agree.
So, do you see a problem with us aligning with them in the capacity of what happened in NAD? Yes or no?
Yes, yes. Okay. I just think it was brought up too late.
Yeah, so even when it was brought up too late, I proposed that... So, Sam, if you remember, a couple of years ago when we were doing hunger strike and protest, when we were going to do it in Chennai as well, when we did not have police permission, you contacted at least 50 people to let them know that we did not have permission, and only if they're comfortable coming, you would add their name to the list. When you could do that, when you saw that as a problem this time, how many people did you bother informing?
Informing about what?
Hey, there are some serious problems of the organizing of NAD this year. You did not inform a single person.
The difference I did not, and I have a different reason for it. Now, how and how much you're going to accept it, how much I see it differently now could vary, but now I am using BCI. I'm not endorsing BCI or supporting them. I'm just using whatever leverage they can give me. Now, if I'm going to start this, and especially during that time when I fucked up this 8 lakh proposal, they were furious at me. If I go and tell them that, hey, this is an issue, we cannot be organizing NAD, maybe I won't get fired, but it will definitely affect all my chances with the rest of the work I'm trying to do. The employee part of it became the problem.
Palestine worked, right? Would you accept if they hijack the movement and the person is low, but then it'll affect my ability to do other pro-Palestine work? I wouldn't accept that, right? Despite, look at my entire name, look at my entire Discord personality. I wouldn't accept it. DCI hijacked a movement. Like I said, if NAD Chennai's footage went out to the Dalit Bahujan community, that will be a huge, strong signal to them that we are their enemies. And currently, yes, we are their enemies. Right? They're not wrong about that. We have not done anything to show them otherwise. So, yeah, I mean, if you wouldn't accept this from a Palestine organization or something, anything, think of anything, right? Like, if you wouldn't allow this from any others, why would these people, I'm not part of ALN, but why would your fellow ALN members, right, why would they accept this from you? Just because it is BCI and somehow something to do with animals? Why? I mean, this is your personal career. You are jeopardizing ALN for your personal career, regardless of what your career is, right? You can swap it out with anything, pro-Palestine, something or the other, right? I mean, I wouldn't accept that, even though I'm very pro-Palestine, etc. Right? Because just because two movements are valid doesn't mean one can stymie the other. They should, in fact, bolster and enforce the other, right? And joining an organization like BCI, they are not really there to actually do anything for the non-humans, right? They don't give a shit about that, clearly, right? So you're there, okay, it makes you feel good, and that is fine, right? There's nobody's place to judge you for that, but it's also not your place to bring that, let that spill over into your organizing for the non-humans, right? Because we have pointed out some severe problems with doing that. And yet you're like, oh, but my job, it'll jeopardize this, that, and the other. Well, then quit that job, right? Because if, my employers...
No, it was back my head back then. I'm just saying what it was enough. In my head back then.
Okay,
I'm not saying it's completely okay. I get the perspective now.
Got
I'm
it.
Just saying this perspective was not given to me back then, at least this strongly. Slowly, when Agastya came to BCI, he got the idea that, oh, this is too much of Darwinism here, animal oppressing organization they are doing. That evening, he told me BCI should back out. Until then, it was just calling out BCI or, you know, reducing the capacity of involvement and things like that. So even others got the perspective late. I'm just saying I got it late as well. I'm not supporting it in any capacity. In the future, now I know better, like what to involve, what not to involve. So I just thought of it as, okay, I'll just make life easier for everyone. But yeah, I get it.
And to clarify, because you spoke on my behalf, I did not get the perspective there is too much of Carnism. I mean, we have been talking about BCI for more than a year, I guess. I already knew that there was Carnism, and it doesn't matter if it is too much or too little. Anything about
right, so
that is
when
wrong.
Did you exactly bring up the point that BCI should back out from the event because it's an animal oppressing organization?
The day I spoke to you, the reason I said that I would be calling out BCI, and
to
be very
after
honest,
coming to BCI,
hold on.
Right?
No.
After
hold
coming
on,
to BCI,
on.
Right? No.
Hold
just,
on.
Can you answer
that? I will
that
answer that.
After coming
yeah,
to BCI,
I'll answer
right?
No. And I'll tell you what. You can ask Pranali. I spoke to her before I spoke to you that I'd be calling out BCI for they oppress animals. Okay. I don't know, surprisingly, this time, Pranali had all the information before I could speak to you, maybe because our timing was not matching, but that idea was there even before I left Bangalore, even before I left Mercedes.
Now, calling out BCI...
May 27th. Yeah. Your voice is not coming through.
Different from asking BCI to back out. Calling out BCI is different from asking BCI.
Yeah.
Calling out BCI is different from asking them to back out. Do you see the difference?
Yeah, I know. And
before coming to BCI,
yeah.
Did you tell me over the phone? How long before did you know that BCI is involved?
I knew it from the very beginning. I just didn't know that. Yeah, I just didn't know that their quote unquote support is more than the sheet of paper that they are providing. Okay. Wait, so do you see that for me, it was that they are going to provide a sheet of paper on which we are going to print the permission letter, which the police is going to stamp and sign and grant us the permission. I did not know that they were going to claim themselves as organizers. I didn't know that they were going to bolster around on social media that they are organizing NAD. None of that happened before May 27th. I can share the Instagram post with you if you
right.
Can. May
yes.
27th,
so
that happened. May 27th, I said I will call them
you
out.
You did not bring this up, right? Yeah, you said you'll call them
Sorry,
out.
What?
Even when the post got released, your point
yeah.
was, I will attend the event, I'll give my speech. In my speech, I will call them out.
Okay, so...
Right?
Initially, that was the thought,
yeah,
yes.
So you did not
and then I traveled literally
no,
the next
yes,
day.
Initially.
Yeah, I traveled literally the next day.
Initially.
After
yes,
trying to reach out
evening,
to you and it didn't go well.
Pranali, that I want BCI to back up. That, yeah, that's
yeah.
not the point. Even we did speak. But you do agree that the idea of BCI being an animal oppression organization should not be involved in this in any capacity came later. It was an evolved thought. It's not like as soon as you saw this, you came up with this, right?
Yeah, I was considering what all possibilities we should be because we did not, or at least I don't think it is sensible to involve them. So I was considering all the different possibilities. In a span of like just
right.
a few hours. It max 28
right.
to 30 hours. But point is, regardless of
right.
how I thought about, so regardless of what I thought about it or not, I think we are distracting from the topic. The topic was that what did you do once you realized that it is a problem? And yes, you might be employed at BCI. You could not do anything about it. But what you can do is inform others about the problem, which didn't happen. When I said that 50 of us should boycott, Sam, your hands might be tied, but you should encourage others to boycott it. That didn't happen. After that, Shankha proposed that he will go and speak to, BCI. He was told that, oh, we will not include BCI's name in the press release. That ruled out that Shankha will go and speak to them. Then I was told that BCI's name would be there. Now, I don't know. In the mail, whom you, I mean, I have not discussed mail with Prachi, Pranali and the rest and all, but I don't know who proposed that in Tamil, we will mention BCI. I really hope that whoever proposed that idea will be honest enough to say that transparently, but that did not happen. At the end, when
you had reasonable doubts, or even if you did not have reasonable doubts, when it came to the point that you asked Avi to do something, that firstly, Avi is not a BCI employee, he's an ALN member. Okay, you asked him to do something which none of the other people knew, and Avi mentioned that you did not ask him to inform anyone else. So basically, that's just between you and him. Were you ever going to tell the rest of the group, Sam, that you rewrote the press release, you had a post press release glorifying
BCI? See, you want an honest answer. I did not want to tell you, yes. Others, there was no intention of keeping it from them. If I'm going to give the press release anyway, they're going to see it. And they did. All of them read the
post.
I think literally Pranali sent it to me.
I think everyone over here said that no one saw the post press release. Prachi said no, Pranali said no, Shankar said he did not.
The release in itself, if it is not, did they just see it 2 days ago? Of course they saw it, it was in the group. They sent it in the group and we argued about.
They already said that Pranali was not in the group. She left the group already. She already said that. But regardless, Sam, do you not...
This?
I don't know what all groups you have been creating, right? To be very honest. I have no way of knowing all that. Point is, they are refusing that they saw it.
Not even on WhatsApp. If you're claiming they left the group, then which group?
Well, she's literally in the call. You can ask her right now.
The NAD 15 content review group.
I don't think that is the group we are talking about. This is this public.
Isn't it? I thought that was the group.
It was not in the NAD 15 content review group, as far as I remember. I did not see that as a post press release in that group. And also, like that group, we left. I think either on the NAD.
We were keep changing the final press release, and we finalized with one thing, and then we said, okay, we don't need to be in this group anymore, and all of us left the group, right? I remember that happening.
I left another group, which was this the group where this Hema Gopi person started shouting.
No, that is the NAD 15 group. I am talking about the group in which four of us were there.
I'm not aware of any other group.
Regardless, it doesn't matter to this. Sam, don't you think you should have directly told them?
Yes, I agree. Okay. I just did not think it was that deep. After NAD was over, I was like, okay, finally it's over. And BCI is now questioning me about the press release. I thought at least one or two we will give to show it for their satisfaction so I can continue doing my work peacefully. This is all that was in my mind. And I agree, now that I look at it from a different pair of eyes, it was very much wrong. It feels like I hid it from people and compartmentalized it. That was not at all the intention, but I agree that is what happened. Yes, and I can
for
assure
others,
you
I
that
agree.
It won't happen in the future.
For others, I can agree. With me, you hid it even though we are little in the same room. Can I get to know more about it?
Yes, because I felt I just couldn't handle one more conversation about this at that point. That is as honest as it is. Which I agree, I should not have done. I should have told you. I'm sorry about it.
Sam, do you see that can really break one's trust in the organizers?
Hello. Yes.
Okay. So do you think a sorry is going to cut it? Especially when your reason was I did not want to handle one more conversation. While you are saying at one point of time you were prioritizing job, at another place, on the other side of the same coin is you did not want to have one more conversation. I'm sure the conversation with me would not be that devastating as much as the conversation with BCI, right? You can't have it both ways.
Yes. See, it was a post-NAD. I was like, finally, it's over. Now, at least let me take some rest. I don't want to drag this on. But I agree, that was not the best decision I could make. I should have handled it more naturally.
Fine. So then a follow-up question would be, at any point of time, were you going to tell me? NAD was over. You wanted to rest. Fine. You wanted to rest for 2 more months?
No, there was no intention that I should never tell you. I would have. But this was definitely not even on my mind after that. That's what I didn't think too deeply about this. I'm really sorry. If I had thought enough about it, I wouldn't even have either done it. I would have like let BCI say, sorry, they never covered it. I sent it to everyone. I could have done that, shown them a false press release.
I could have done that, or I could have just told you, hey, this is what they're doing. What do you think we should be doing? I simply did not put enough thought into it. And yeah, I see that that was not very responsible of me. Yes.
So
I took the easy way out, bro. I took the easy way out. I'm sorry.
So here's the dilemma, right? Like, not necessarily even a dilemma for me, but when something like this happens and it shatters the trust, a sorry, I don't think is going to really cut it. How do we plan on fixing the leadership? Because to be very honest, with these actions, and also you don't have to name names. I would appreciate if the person would just come out in front directly if they want to. Who proposed the idea that in the Tamil press release, we'll mention BCI that Agastya won't get to know? Does anyone want to come out right now?
But that person themselves later said no.
Yeah, yeah. So I was telling him a lot. Wait, I was telling him a lot of things that we can do, maybe send this to a smaller press where not many people would look at this. I was also talking about the English paper, the Tamil paper. Not the intention was not for you not to see that, but it will cover much less people. So that was the intention in my mind. And then I later talked to Srishti about this, and she told that it's not a good idea. You should not be doing that. And I thought about that. I slept with it, and then in the morning, the next day, I called Sam and I told that it's not a good idea to lie. We'll figure something out and we'll get this sorted out. We can come up with a solution, but it's not a good idea to lie. I'm sure I said this. So this was okay. The whole thought process.
Thanks for being transparent over here. But you should also see, Pranali, that if the questions were not asked, if people don't plan on saying honestly what has happened, or me figuring that out 2 months after the event from someone else. And I don't mean someone in the sense of some random person, just any person. That really does not inspire any confidence.
I'll just tell you one thing. I don't know if it will help or not. If that person felt that it needs to be communicated to you, and if they had told me, I would have actually just told you, Agastya, hey, this happened. I did it in a moment of weakness and I don't feel really good about it. But yeah, this happened. I would have just told you if that person came up to me. This thing simply vanished from my mind.
Okay. And so now here's the point. This is not about why was it hidden from me, but more importantly, that there is no transparency. One person is calling the shots. And with this, Sam, it hurts me to say that I'm unable to put that trust in you. Trust me, I don't say that lightly. It has affected me to the core that something like this happened. Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I can understand.
And
that
sure. Sorry is, trust me, that sorry does not fix the problem. Fixing would require that. I mean, firstly, I think this would be one more example of why, such private conversations can also further cause troubles. But I'm not here to prove other points. When that is being discussed, I can bring that up if need be. Point is over here. Firstly, do you see that we need to change the structure of the organization with immediate effect? With, not just that, but with being very much aware of the ground reality of the places where we are doing activism, of what could be the disasters of us being willfully ignorant to other injustices.
So, go on.
That's the question. Like, do you see that there is a need for changing the structure and also being aware of the ground realities where we might be blindsided by the other injustices? We might not be taking care about those.
Yes.
Okay. And how do we do that?
But I mean, I see the problem, but I don't know, like, in every sector, how much we need to come up with a set of bylaws. I literally went to do two animal rights lectures today in BCI's name. How do you look at it? How do I look at it myself? I'm using BCI in my eyes, but if someone asked me, and people have asked me this, by the way, on stage, hey, doesn't BCA themselves use milk? But you're just telling us how bad the dairy industry is and why we should boycott milk. And I told them, I can't defend BCA in that capacity. I am an employee of BCA, yes, but only after I'm a representative of the animals. It is something that BCA must fix, and I'm doing everything I can to push them towards it, but yeah, they are in the wrong as well. I tell this to everyone. But yeah, do you think I shouldn't be doing these lectures or outreach calls as well? There are videos of mine on Instagram that have reached millions, and about the dairy industry, egg industry that I've spoken with the BCA logo on my shirt. The way I was looking at it, I'll tell you just for perspective. If people are asking, I thought of it as a good thing, so that BCA at least is held accountable and they start thinking and hopefully change. This is what was in my idea, changing it from the inside. But carrying forward, how do you look at these things? I mean, they won't, yeah, even if they're boycotting, they won't change because of that. But the point is giving them the message, right? I'm not saying they are going to change. It's my humble efforts. From my point of view, I'm just telling you, yeah. Right. So what about the lectures I'm doing? Do you think I should stop doing animal rights lectures? Because BCA is sending.
Right now, we are discussing about how ALN should be structured, not how you should be involved in BCA. That would be a different question. And I'm sure that different people in their profession also wonder how they should go ahead.
Let's leave the lectures out, which only concerns me. What about the outreach stalls? Literally, all the outreach stalls are gained through BCA, but it's literally all ALN activists there. And I want to address this another point where you said. I'm making ALN BCA's puppet.
It's not my statement. Others have told activists in this call that ALN is becoming BCA's puppet. And after what happened, I'm like, yeah, you know what? I also seem to agree with that.
Right.
If that activist is comfortable over here to discuss that further, now is the chance. Hey, signal to that activist in case if you zoned out. Right now is the chance. I'll take that as they don't want to discuss about it.
Okay.
Yeah. So point is, I am of the opinion that I am not going to be part of any of the BCI stalls. I consider the pros and cons. Maybe what if just like KMC, if there is no BCI logo on that and all, but I'm like, we are collecting enough funds from ALN, we have TPP funds and all to hold our own stalls. Maybe it would be a little bit more expensive. Maybe we can ask them, hey, this is an NGO or something like that for discounts and all, but I would be only comfortable with a pro animal rights group doing it, especially if they are not going to be blinded by other injustices or throwing them under the bus. Like as of now, if ALN magically somehow we can rebuild the trust and all, and I have some guarantee that people are not going to be blinded to the class and caste-based discrimination that happens, at least in India. Different countries might have different problems, but over here, if that is the guarantee, I would have some confidence in continuing with that. So assuming that hypothetical to be true, then I would not see a problem in joining ALN for the stalls, but not for BCI at all. I can't speak for others. I can't speak for Avi, Prachi, Pranali, Srishti, and Shankha, or any other who would be joining us. I can't speak for Vicky, if he's joining us someday. But I can speak from my perspective. I don't want to be associated in any capacity, even if BCI's logo is there or not. If they are the organizers, I'm sorry, but I would not show up for animal oppressors for animal rights. That's my principle.
I wouldn't either.
Makes sense. Okay. We can just
we should try and get our ALN stalls.
Yeah, I think after all this and everything being stated clearly, it's not a good idea to go for VCI stalls. We can do ALN ones. We can definitely do that.
Like, it's the same people, right, approaching them. So instead of a BCI letterhead, like, if that's the thing, we can use individual letters without a letterhead, or maybe mention ALN, like, even though we are not a registered organization as of yet, we still have a logo, we still have a functioning group, so we can still use it.
I don't think we need to be an organization in the place. Small scale business. We don't need to be a part of an organization. So
this college, this KMC college, was it BCI or was it just us?
That was BCI.
Okay.
I mean, that thing is, it doesn't have to be BCI. BCI does nothing except I use their money and I show it as like, hey, I spend my time here. This is a report. And I just use my time for activism while getting away from, office hours. That is it.
But we didn't even have a BCI. We didn't even have a BCI logo or banner at KMC, right? Correct me if I'm wrong.
They're only there on the invoice.
Okay.
Sorry, it was what?
There was no logo.
KMC was free, right?
Was it free?
The stall itself was free, I think. No.
We didn't have a stall.
A permission to use the stand-in, not a stall. So, no cost.
But in SRM, we did have a stall, and that had BCI.
We paid. Yeah.